KC2NVM. Good morning, anybody. Monitoring for any calls.
Good morning, Mr. KC2NVM. Hello there. Happy Monday. How was your weekend?
Was one of the busiest weekends I have ever had. I had to do a whole bunch of schoolwork every night. And then Saturday, we had the classes at the gun club. I was the admin, so I had to get there early, help set up, move stuff around. And then we went out to dinner afterwards. And then get back up Sunday morning and go back to the club and actually participate in class. And then come home and do a bunch of schoolwork and had to get all the lessons done for the week. Managed to get it all done, but went to bed at midnight and kind of tired, but I'm doing okay now.
Sure sounds like a busy weekend, but at least it wasn't filled with, you know, busy things that you could do without. So it sounds like you got some fun in, some learning in, and progress moving forward. So that's cool.
Even with the application of sunscreen, it was kind of hot and sunny, managed to sweat it off and still managed to get a whole lot more sun than I wanted to. So I'm a little tender on the arms and the neck, but I even think my eyelids are a little burnt.
Lynn's always on me about sunscreen and had me lather up before we went out on Saturday. Was Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. And, we went to Glenwood Lake and paddled up to the falls, and that was fun. It's funny how much Lynn focuses on sunscreen when we go outside these days, where it was rare when I was a kid that we ever thought of sunscreen. And did we get burned? Yeah, we did. And, I don't know how much of that getting a good base and getting some color at the beginning of the season, an actual, you know, real thing, or is it just what people say? But yeah, we were not into sunscreen. In fact, I was telling this to someone recently. We probably had, you know, a bottle or two that lasted for decades, and I'm sure it was expired. But it just wasn't something we really thought of, and we were outside a lot. So, yeah, it's kind of weird, but I burn easy, and maybe it's because we try to use the sunblock now. Like, my shins are peeling from last weekend when we were out. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, as a kid, you had, like, suntanning oil you would put on and bake in the sun just to get some color. Now, nobody sits out in the sun on purpose.
At the same time, especially with my sister working at Roswell, more and more people are being treated for sun damage, and, you know, people that are in our circle are having things removed from their, you know, face, head, and arms. So it's, we haven't been completely, sheltered from it, from the effects of it. So I guess it's just catching up to us. It's funny, my sister was telling me some things this weekend that had me thinking twice about certain medications and that. So, very interesting. We're talking about going back to paddle Oak Orchard this weekend. It's a 9-mile stretch of the Oak Orchard Creek. And we'll see if we can get another person or two in the group this week, or meaning this coming weekend. See how that goes. I'll have to reach out. I was even thinking about reaching out to Scott Schrader, one of our retirees, and see if he would be interested, or him and his wife would be interested.
Yeah, when my parents went, they'd go to Florida for anywhere from 2 to 3 months. Up here, they'd go and have something looked at, and the dermatologist would be like, well, yeah, we'll keep an eye on it and we'll see how it progresses. They go to Florida and they go to a dermatologist and like, okay, we're going to take that off of you today. And they're like, yeah, we don't play. If there's anything suspect, we just remove it. There's no question because Florida, in all of a sudden, we have more experience with all the different skin cancers and such that, yeah, we just go ahead and take everything off. So we're a heavy removal shop. It's like, oh, okay. But I guess when you're in Florida with all the sun, that's what they do.
Sure. There's little chance that, you know, people are going to be avoiding the sun. I mean, that's where you are. It's going to get worse. If it's starting already, it's going to progress. And, yeah, that's probably the best way to do it. You know, I've got a couple spots that are minor. You know, to me, they're on a watch. You're right. If I was down there, they'd probably zap them, freeze them, or something along those lines. Well, I'll pause here and open the door and see if anyone's joining us this morning. This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, KC2NVM. This is KE2GDQ. You guys are a little scratchy this morning.
No pun intended, I hope. I'm dragging a bit myself.
No pun intended. This has happened before with Ross's node. I think a ground has come loose again, and so I'm not getting a clear signal on either one of you guys. I mean, I can hear you, but definitely sounds like bacon sizzling in the background.
What's wrong with bacon sizzling in the background? That sounds like a pretty good time to me.
You're full quieting.
Okay, that's interesting. We'll have to let Ross comment on that when he gets in here.
Yeah, I think in the past, when this has happened, he's gone out to wherever, someplace on his antenna or on his radio, and he just tweaked a ground connection, and it clears it up. I think I remember doing this last summer. So I take it everybody had a good, nice weekend?
Personally, we had a wonderful weekend. We were out kayaking in Medina on Glenwood Lake, paddled up to the falls. There was a light breeze, so I had my, I'll call it a sail, but it's not like a sailboat sort of sail. It's like this round or convex sort of sail that you can attach to your kayak. So it was pulling me around a little bit, and that was sort of fun, but it kept dying down. So it was short-lived, but next time I'm out and there's some good wind, I'd like to make sure I have that out on the water with me. And then we went out for a breakfast with my aunt and uncle and my other aunt and uncle on Sunday. It was his birthday, so that was fun. But it was a decent weekend.
I was at the club all weekend hosting the Shotgun Essentials or applications class Saturday and Sunday.
Wow, you guys are busy this weekend. I'm trying to think what. Now I can't remember what I did. Saturday did a few things around the house and then went to one of my trap banquets down in Holland. Ran into Joyce Neely there and had a nice chat with her. And then yesterday morning was trap again. And then doing some more things around the house, including mowing the lawn and actually watering the lawn too a little bit, and working on some other things that I've got in the fire.
Pick that up there. One other thing we did this weekend is we stopped at a taqueria in Medina. I found it online. I didn't know anything about it. It was a Mexican themed store with a taco truck on the side. It was good, but a little disappointing. I don't know. It wasn't, I don't want to say it wasn't authentic, but the They didn't have chicken. They didn't have pork. When they make their tacos, they don't double wrap them. They use corn tortillas, but they didn't double wrap, and so they were kind of falling apart. That was a little disappointing. And it was funny too because it was pretty sunny out Saturday afternoon, and we ate outside at their picnic tables, and we're thinking, man, this is hot out here. Lynn was commenting about how there was this young couple out there with their baby, and the baby was sitting in direct sunlight while they were sitting underneath the shade of a canopy, and it just wasn't right. And then we realized after we got done eating that there was a side door to the store where you could go in, and there was a full indoor dining room where you could sit down and eat, which was, of course, after the fact. But I actually wouldn't recommend the place just because of that experience, but maybe someday we'll give them another chance, but I think I'll try some others first.
Oh, that sounds good. I don't know, maybe Ross heard us because you guys are starting to come in much clearer now, so I'm not sure what's going on. Travis, I need to start, I haven't done this yet, I need to log in all my contacts from field day. I might need some help in making sure I do that correctly.
That'll be I think that'll be the focus of next year, is to log directly into a logging app. Even though I had my PC there, we didn't log into that. It would make it a lot easier, because then you can type it in real time, and then you can just export the log and load it into QRZ Logbook or Logbook of the World. I did enter mine into QRZ Logbook, and it's pretty easy. You just have to, put in their call sign in the log, and we can go over this again. Put in the call sign, the time, the date, and it has to be in UTC time. There's a special button. You open, expand that, and then you can click on field day where you can put in their class and section. And that's all you need to do. You don't need to put in, any exchanges. Oh, you need the band. At least the band, you don't necessarily need the opposite band, specific frequency, but whether it's 20 meters or 40 meters, and it's up to you if you want to put the exact frequency or not.
Okay, thanks. I will take a look at that and see. I ran into a ham radio operator at my banquet on Saturday. Here it is. His name was Wally, and his call sign was N2LYJ, so that would be November 2, Lima, Yankee, and J is Juliet. He said he might know you. He's from Cheektowaga.
Wally, I don't know if I can specifically say his last name, but yeah, he used to be a member of the club. In fact, I probably haven't seen him in 20 years, so that would probably be why his recollection is not perfect. However, the last time I did talk to him was during a field day event. We had made an exchange and chatted for a minute. And one thing I very specifically remember about him, when we had a radio event at Springbrook Park, they rented a couple camping sites, and I went out there. He had this motorhome that he brought out. That's actually the place where the park ranger there, wherever he was, told us we couldn't put the wire antennas in the trees. Wally. Interesting guy. I know he used to be really big into 900 megahertz. He liked like 220 and 900, if I recall correctly, specifically 900. Cool.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's got a 900 megahertz repeater someplace. He mentioned it where I'd have to look it up. I ran into him a few weeks ago and I wanted to talk to him, but he'd taken off before. So when I saw his truck there on Saturday, I made it a point to go and talk to him. So he's a very interesting fellow.
I assume you must have seen his license plate or something, unless he was wearing a t-shirt or baseball cap saying that he was a ham.
I noticed the antennas on his truck, and then when I got closer to the truck, I saw the radios on his dash. So that was kind of a dead giveaway.
I've been stopped many times out and about. People see my call sign and they're on the license plate or the antennas, and they'll ask questions, or they'll tell me that they are a ham as well, and chat for a few minutes, and that's always cool. That very much so is. Well, I've got 6:43, and I'm going to guess Ross is in here by now. Maybe I'll pause, and maybe I'll even sign. I'll say 73, it's K2PCB, but I'll listen out. I'll see if he gives an update on the connection there. Maybe something else is going on, but then I'm gonna slip on in. This is K2PCB.
73 is K2PCB and KCQNVM. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Stay cool and hydrated. Is KC2PET out there this morning?
Good morning, K2GDQ, KC2PET. I was listening to your queue, so I had to stop to get gas this morning. But as far as your signal, I don't know what's going on there. I think it might be our friend the sun doing that. He said it was real scratchy, and I was already on the road on my way to work. I'm like, okay. And then you said cleared up, so I don't know what happened there. I know the sun's been pretty active lately. Maybe the sun did something to it, or it could be a ground too, but it's funny that it fixes itself.
Yeah, when Travis and Jeff first came on, they were chatting, and it was really staticky. And then Travis flipped over to direct. He came in all quiet, which was really nice, and then he switched back, and it wasn't quite as staticky, but it sounded a lot better. It's definitely where I could hear him. So I don't know. It did clear up. So yeah, maybe it is all the old sun playing havoc with the atmosphere.
Yeah, I can hear my note pretty good. So, I usually say let it ride, see what happens in a couple days.
Yeah, that makes sense. You might have probably heard I was talking about this guy Wally, November 2, Lima Yankee Juliet from Cheektowaga. I mentioned your name. He thought he might know you.
So he knows me? What's his name again? Wally, you said?
Yeah, Wally. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. Like, Carrio? Carrio? C-A-R-R-I-E-R-O. I had a real nice conversation with him. Talked a lot about ham and ham radio stuff. Well, he's a trap shooter too, but that's what we talked about. I think I might have heard him on the air, but he says he's down more in the 40-meter band, so I don't know.
Yeah, his name doesn't ring a bell with me. I'm surprised he knows me, so maybe. Maybe if I put it, if I see him in person, maybe I might know him. Maybe we have passed somewhere along the way or something. Or maybe you might even heard me on the radio. Maybe that's what he meant.
Yeah, possibly. I know that there is on the WA2HKS repeater, there's another Ross. And sometimes when they someone will say, "Oh, hi, Ross," and then I have to think, "Oh, okay, that's a different Ross."
Yep, there is a few of us out there. So surprisingly, I always thought for a while that my name was unique and I was the only one, like a digger.
Yeah, when I first thought mine was fairly unique too, but there's a couple more out there of us.
So I finally got that playground all together this weekend. That was good. The daughter's happy. I guess that's all that matters. She was playing with it all day Sunday. So, all right, that's a job accomplished, and I'm on to the rest of my all my projects. I can finally get back to my own. Yeah, do some work through the house.
Yeah, it's always nice to see the kids when they enjoy something that you've done for them. You know, built or whatever. I like doing that for the kids. We'll be having the kids this weekend, starting on Thursday. We'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and part of the day on Monday. So it's going to be a busy weekend. Hopefully the weather's decent so they can be in the pool a lot and or take them to the splash pad down the road and the playground. That'll keep them busy and keep the energy in check.
Yeah, I wish I was able to use our pool again. The regulations now they're putting down on pools is ridiculous. Yours is probably grandfathered in. For ours, they want to have a fence off or a wall all the way around it, and then it's kind of all grounded to the hills, which I understand why. I have all these alerting and monitoring systems in case somebody jumps in it. So I think that they have a little extreme, but I guess that's what they want. And I guess that's why a lot of people don't pool anymore. I don't see a lot of people take theirs down. So they just don't want to deal with them anymore.
Yeah. Ours being a built-in, we've already had to have the fence. And it's locked, and as far as a monitor, I haven't heard anything about my pool, but they do make these rules and regulations and laws and stuff, and, you know, you hear a blip about it on the news, and if you don't watch it at that particular time, you miss it, and you never know. Hopefully I don't have any ramifications. But Karen and I are very diligent about watching when the kids are here. If someone crosses into my property and into my pool, how can I be liable for what happens to them if they trespass? I don't get that.
Yep, and then the other thing is that these people need to be responsible at the pool. There's a lot of parents I know that go, "Oh, man, I'm on my phone," and when they're on their phone, they're not paying attention to the kids. It's something that I think should be a thing. Shouldn't be on your phone while your kids are in the pool. I've heard that happen, actually. The kid was drowning, kid drowned, and the parent was on the phone until they realized it, and by then it was too late.
Yeah, as Karen has said before, drowning isn't usually this thrashing of help, help, help. It's usually just say something, get a lung full of water or something, and they just go down, and it's just real quiet. There's nothing there. When the kids are here and it's just her and I, one of us is usually in the pool playing with the kids, and the other one is on the deck, on the concrete on the side of the pool, watching, and then we might switch. But it's one in the pool, one up above, and we're never on our phones. You know, we just don't.
That's mine and my wife's rule. When the kid's in the pool, we're in the pool with them. Either one of us. So because you can't rely on the lifeguard. I know that even at public schools, lifeguards got so much going on in there, you even have a hard time. So, yeah, so seems like our, we got our town hall meeting today. That all go over real well, as you know they usually do. So, I feel like driving down there today, go see, maybe I can zoom in on it today.
Yeah, good luck with the town hall meeting. I get the idea of the one meeting, you know, at a building offsite, so everybody gets the same message one at once instead of, you know, everyone, you know, getting it a little bit at a time. But I still think you're wasting a lot of time with people leaving early, coming back late, but whatever. Well, I hope it goes well, Ross. I like the idea of Zooming those, that makes more sense for some people. And especially your case, you got so much going on, it may be beneficial.
So did you do any more shopping for radios? I know you got the HF bug now. Do any more research, or are you still kind of just seeing, are you a little too busy now for that and still wait to see what the rest of the summer holds?
A little bit of research. I asked Peter what he has. I see the Zygo G90. That's a 20 watt. You know, they're fairly inexpensive. I've heard good things about those. I'm kind of waiting to see what comes up at the Ham Fest in September. To go to that one and see if I can pick up something used, a little bit better radio, and maybe a little more power, and go from there.
Yeah, those ones, they are, I guess, they do work. They're upgradable, too. You could put an amplifier on, too. So if you're using it for just QRP and then you want to switch to something higher, you can put an amplifier on in line with it, and it'll bump it up for you. And it could be like 100, or I think some of them even go up to 500, I think. 500 watts. You're taking some serious wattage at them, but those are, I call them, they're upgradable radios. They work for you, and then it's like a car. You can mod it and have it more horsepower. I guess the same thing with this radio. What's up? All right, Brad, it's that time again. Nice chatting with you. I'll take 33. The PD2GDQ is the CCP-PDT. Have a good day, Brad. Talk to you tomorrow.
KC2PDT, always nice to chat with you, Ross, 73. And this is KE2GDQ, and we are clear of this channel for today.